The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans! Yep, that's my tip of the cap to Adrian Cronauer. I think that's his name, Adrian Cronauer / Robin Williams from Good Morning Vietnam. I'm not going to do that every morning. That would get old fast. But welcome to the Brightside's Morning Comics. I'm DJ. Today's Sunday, March 22nd. Another nice sunny day here. I have no interview today. I have some scheduled, but I want to pace myself. So, it being Sunday morning, I thought I'd just ramble a little bit, talk a little comics, talk a little coronavirus. It's a podcast. I'm just going to talk. So, yesterday I headed back over to my local comic book store, which is Friendly Neighborhood Comics, and I bought a bunch of comic books for my niece and my nephews, delivered them to the house, and we had a nice little social distance gathering out in front of their house. Everybody stayed, well, at least 6 feet away. It was pretty funny. But I dropped off some age-appropriate comics. I think my niece is 12, my nephew is 10, and the younger nephew is 6. To be honest, I don't remember exactly which ones I bought for them, but I did buy them Naomi. All they had at the time at Friendly Neighborhood was the hardcover trade. But I bought that as family reading, a little recommendation. I love that story. John and I read it as it was coming out. If you haven't read Naomi and you're stuck at home with the kids, I highly recommend going out and grabbing the trade of Naomi. That's DC. I believe it was one of their first Wonder Comics, but it's a new character in the DC universe. And by the end of it, it's a pretty big introduction to her and the rest of the DC universe. So it's a really good read. I mean, John and I both enjoyed it as we were reading it, and we weren't even reading it with kids. But it is a good read for kids too. So highly recommend that one, stuck in the house with the family. But while I was out and about, I stopped at the pizza place next to Friendly Neighborhood Comics, which is called the Rockin' Coal. Obviously, these aren't ads for you guys. I know everybody's all over the country/world listening, but I just wanted to mention this. Dr. Joe's been there. Super Swede's been there. Pete the Super Swede. I know the Hooded Collector's been there with his friends from the toy collectors that went to Friendly Neighborhood. But just to give an idea on how important all these businesses are to each other, I walk in there and it's really slow, obviously. I was the only one in the place taking food out at the time. And the owner turns around and it's a woman I grew up with, and I didn't know she owned the place. So it allowed me to have another conversation with her, and she was really happy that Friendly Neighborhood moved into the plaza because it's actually bringing her more business. And it's that symbiotic relationship that I think is really cool that she's hurting right now. She's doing 2% of her normal business, which that's nothing. You can't pay your bills with that. So, you know, she's having a tough time. Everybody's having a tough time. Support your local business. Support your comic book stores, obviously. But one of the conversations we had when I walked in, now I'd been there the day before, and I walk in and she's like, I'm hearing that we're going into a lockdown and this and that. And these rumors get started and it's scaring people. These rumors, like, she's like, I just bought $1,000 worth of food so that I could stay open this week. But what happens if I get locked down? And now she can't sell. So she's like, do I cancel my order? And then I told her what the governor had said and all that. But it's just, I mean, this is a comic book podcast, but this is what's on everybody's mind. So I thought, just make sure you're getting your information from reliable sources. My mother was the first one, you know, I'm getting them from bad sources. And I panicked. I was like, cause I work, if I get locked down, I don't work, but I am still working right now. But if I'm not, I'm screwed. So it's, you know, all of these things, just make sure you're getting your information from reliable sources. And it's different everywhere. It's different all over the country. what I'm going through is different than probably what you're going through. So just try and be a little bit, you know, double check, triple check all your information before you panic. And thanks to everybody for all the support that we've gotten for the Bright Side and all the comments, and just it's been a lot of fun getting that. But what we need to see, I want to start seeing more support for the comic book stores. And I don't know if anybody saw my retweet yesterday about picking up your comics and retweeting. So the tweet was from Reasons I'm Broke podcast, and it was really cool. So the tweet said, pick up books in store this week from your LCS, tag us, and we'll retweet. Be sure to use, and then he went on and he posted all that. I retweeted. I love that idea. I'm trying to think of ideas to get to promote the idea of picking up your books, or even something that you do to promote your store. I guess the best idea I can copy off of that is, if you do something to promote your store, let us know. Tweet me, email me, let us know, and I will retweet it. And I've been trying to do that. Or if you're just doing something with comics at home, like Iowa's Joe Crawford at Iowa's Joe on Twitter. I mean, he's just tweeting out that and tagging people that he reorganized his shelves. Great. Send pictures, do stuff like that. Keep comics going. Tag us and I'll retweet it, make a comment or whatever. I'm working on some ideas on how to promote this even further. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but I'm getting close. I don't know how to promote this even more, but if you have any ideas, let us know. And, you know, you can tweet at us at brightside_chat or email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. But we need to keep these stores supported. I commented on Twitter yesterday about Marvel, that article. It was Comic Book Resources put out an article saying that Marvel was going to offer deep discounts on all their books that are coming out. And that's great. I don't know if anybody read my tweet. I wasn't trying to bash Marvel. I wasn't trying to bash anybody. To be honest, that's like the most they can do. That's the best they can do. What else? They can't pay you to take their comics. So by giving discounts, that's the best that they can do. But they still need support. By my retweeting that and making that comment, is I wanted people to understand that that's great, but that job's not done there, because stores have bills. They have, well, that bill. And for example, say you bought $200 worth of comics. Well, they can discount that down to 50%, and now you only have a $100 bill. But if nobody shows up to buy them, you still have that $100 bill to pay. So, and not to mention their rent and electricity and all of the stuff that goes into running a store. So that was great that Marvel was doing that, but I just want people to, that the job's not done there. It's on us. And it's kind of like we're part owners in this, because if we don't support them, then they're not going to be there for us when this is all over. We'll have the stores, your store may be gone, which I've heard stories that stores are gone already. And that's scary. That's scary to think of, never mind other businesses. And I've said it before, you know, this is a comic book podcast, so that's what we're concentrating on here. But like I said, my friend that owns a pizza place, my business, I mean, all these things, they're going to, you know, if something goes wrong, we could lose these things. So that's our focus right now. Who knows where this morning podcast will go. Tomorrow morning is going to be our normally regularly scheduled podcast. We'll be doing Bloodshot. John and I, we already recorded that one. I can't wait for you guys to hear that. Spoiler free for probably the first half. We tried to go spoiler free as long as possible because we know a lot of people didn't get the opportunity to see this movie. On Tuesday morning, I have scheduled, am going to be talking with Martin, my boss at the Nerdy Legion. So he's going to be joining me Tuesday morning to talk Bloodshot again, spoiler free. But we've got a couple of things in mind that just to help comic book stores, to help Bloodshot, which is coming out on Tuesday on digital. Not exactly sure if it's rental or purchase. I'm hoping purchase because I'm going to flat out buy that bad boy on digital. But we're going to talk about that. So you get 2 days of Bloodshot. But the second day, I'm really looking forward to because, well, I haven't even recorded it yet. But I'm really, it's the first time I'm going to be on the air with Martin. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to say something silly and then get fired from my job here at Nerdy Legion. But, you know, he's the man. He's in charge. So with that, everybody have a great Sunday. Stay safe. I will be back tomorrow morning with John. So I'll talk to you then. In the meantime, go enjoy a donut. Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.